Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about freemium, and I'm going to get into whether or not it's for your business or maybe it's not the best idea. But at its core, freemium is a concept where you attract free users and then hope to convert them into paid users. Let's be honest, building a thriving community of free users feels amazing. It's validation that your idea has legs. It's social proof. It's a dopamine hit for the entrepreneurial soul. But when those free users just won't convert into paying users, it becomes a whole different story, one filled with frustration, confusion, and a nagging fear that you built a house on sand. Now, if this sounds familiar, you're not alone. I see this problem all the time with ambitious entrepreneurs and founders. There's a few things that are causing this. There is the hope marketing trap. They pour energy into creating incredible free content or products, assuming that a small percentage must convert, but hope is not a strategy. There is the shiny object syndrome. They keep chasing new free users instead of focusing on activating their existing audience. It's like filling a leaky bucket. And then there's the value proposition disconnect. Their free offerings and paid tiers simply don't align. It's like offering a free sample of tap water when the premium product is a rare vintage wine. So let's fix this. Today, we're going to talk about the cold, hard truth about freemium, how it's not a magic bullet and it's not right for everyone. I'm going to go into the data and explore when it works and when it's a waste of time. We're going to talk about the freemium flywheel. This is a 5-step framework that I use to help businesses create a virtuous cycle where free users naturally become raving fans and paying customers. I'm going to talk about some case studies from the trenches, real world examples of companies that have mastered the free to paid conversion game and a few cautionary tales, as well as the psychology of persuasion. So I'm going to go into the behavioral science that drives purchasing decisions so you can craft this irresistible offer that converts. So it's going to be a wild ride. It is time to stop letting your free users hold you back and start building a business that pays you what you're worth. And I know that not everyone here who's listening has free users or uses a freemium model. However, at some point, it is going to tempt you because you think it is a silver bullet, golden bullet, whatever you call it, but it's not. So it is time to get into it. It's time to get real about whether or not a freemium model is right for your business. So the freemium myth is that it will automatically turn free users into paying customers at some point. If we're going to be brutally honest, freemium is not a guaranteed path to riches, to entrepreneurial success, to converting free users into paid users. In fact, for many businesses, it's a very costly distraction. Here's the cold hard truth. Most freemium businesses have a conversion rate of 2 to 5%. That means 95 to 98% of your users will never pay you a dime. This is not a sustainable model for most businesses. However, freemium does work sometimes, and it can work exceptionally well under certain circumstances. I want to say that again. It can work under certain circumstances. So when can it work? It can work if there's high volume. So if you have a massive user base, think millions, even a small conversion rate can translate into substantial revenue. If you have low marginal cost, so if the cost of serving additional users is minimal, like software, which is really where you see a lot of freemium, or even digital content, you can afford to have a large free tier. If there's viral potential, if your product encourages sharing and word of mouth marketing, the free tier can act as a powerful growth engine. Or if there is clear value differentiation, if your paid tiers offer significantly more than the free version, so way more value, users will be more likely to upgrade. But you have to have a little bit of a freemium reality check before you jump on the freemium bandwagon. Ask yourself some questions. Can I realistically acquire and serve a massive user base? Is the marginal cost of serving additional users low enough to sustain a large free tier? Does my product have the potential to go viral? Or is the value proposition of my paid tiers compelling enough to drive conversions? If you answer no to any of these questions, freemium might not be the strategy for you. But there's a lot of other ways you can build a business leveraging some ideas that freemium puts forward. However, it may not be the perfect fit. Now, I'll tell you what to do if you feel like the answer is yes to all those questions, how to capitalize on freemium. But say you answer no to some of these questions, if freemium is not a fit, what you can try to do is you can use the try before you buy model. So this is a free trial that gives people a taste of the full experience. You can do the limited access model. So you give users access to a limited set of features, highly limited. You have to make sure that it's not going to break the bank, with the option to upgrade for more, or you can do the subscription model. So you can charge a recurring fee for ongoing access to your product or service. There's a million models, and I'm not going to get into all the models today, but the goal is to find a model that aligns with your business goals, target audience, and product offering, not just jump on a freemium bandwagon just because your friends are doing it or it seems sexy and cool. Now, say you've decided to go ahead with the freemium model. You've checked the boxes, you've said yes to those questions I just asked, and it seems like freemium is the right model for you and your business. Freemium without a strategy is still a recipe for disaster. This is why you need to deploy the Freemium Flywheel. This is a five-step framework that I've developed to help businesses transform their free offerings into a self-sustaining system that attracts, engages, and converts users. If you're going to do freemium, at least do it with a plan. Now, step one in the Freemium Flywheel is the irresistible lead magnet. Your lead magnet is the gateway to your freemium world. It's the freebie you offer in exchange for an email address, a social follow, or some other form of contact information. To kickstart your flywheel, this lead magnet needs to be irresistible. It should solve a specific pain point for your target audience, deliver value immediately, and leave them hungry for more. Think mini course. Condense your expertise into a bite-sized lesson. It could be templates or checklists. Help users achieve quick wins. It could be exclusive content. So you want to offer a taste of your premium offerings. After you capture their contact information with a lead magnet, next, you have to go into the onboarding experience. This is step two, because after you've captured their attention, you can't drop the ball. Your onboarding experience should be seamless, personalized, and designed to nurture a deeper relationship with your brand. So after you've captured their information, you want to get them engaged in a welcome sequence, a series of emails that introduce your brand and its values. You want to start to engage them with product tours, so guided walkthroughs that showcase the key features of your free offering. You can also pepper in some of the more advanced features, but ultimately you want people to get really involved and comfortable with the free offering that they're signing up for. And lastly, community invitations. Invite new users to join exclusive groups or forums. This is not going to be a podcast on community building. However, you should have one, and they work really well for getting freemium users involved and ingrained and embedded into your company's community. Step three, the value ladder. Your free product or content is just the first rung on your value ladder. To keep users engaged, you need to offer a clear path to increasingly valuable experiences. So you can start to structure your offerings. Remember, you have your lead magnet that goes into your free tier. Your free tier will be basic features or content that attract a wide audience. After your free tier, you'll have a premium tier, which is more advanced features, deeper insights, or exclusive access. And lastly, you'll have a VIP tier. This will be white glove service, personalized coaching, or community leadership opportunities. So this is where you start to build your value ladder, and you're reinforcing value every step of the way, and you're giving them different options to buy. Step four is the upsell engine. So as users climb your value ladder, you're going to start to strategically introduce them to your paid offerings. Don't be pushy. Don't be shy either. This is when you can start to implement targeted emails based on user behavior or interests, in-app notifications where you can highlight premium features or content, limited time offers. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work, and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Create a sense of urgency and scarcity. And then lastly, step five is the raving fan factory. So after people have been exposed to your lead magnet and subscribed, they've been onboarded, they've been introduced to the value ladder, the upsell engine has been engaged, and they've converted, then you will deploy step five, the raving fan factory. Your most loyal customers are your greatest asset. They'll spread the word about your brand, generate social proof, and drive organic growth. You will cultivate these raving fans by delivering exceptional customer service. So once they convert, that is not the end of your interaction with them. You're going to go above and beyond and exceed expectations. You are going to cultivate raving fans by creating community. So this is where community creation is very important, so that your customers are not just transactional. You turn your customers into a group of individuals that are activating together in support of your business. This fosters a sense of belonging and connection. Again, community creation is for another podcast. And lastly, rewarding loyalty. Offer exclusive perks, discounts, or early access to new product. This also plays into community because you will be giving people that are not just users of your product or service or customers, but community members access to exclusive things that make them feel like they are special. By mastering these five steps, you create a freemium flywheel that turns people from free into eventually paid and raving fans. This will generate a steady stream of qualified leads, loyal customers, and brand evangelist. But remember, this is not a set it and forget it strategy. It does require constant iteration, testing, and optimization. But this is the flywheel you should be thinking about when you are deploying a freemium model. Now, let's talk some case studies. So let's get inspired by some real world examples of companies that have mastered the art of freemium. Spotify. Spotify's free tier is a masterclass in building a massive user base. They offer a vast music library, personalized playlists, social features that keep users hooked. But the magic happens in the upsell. Spotify cleverly limits free users with ads, offline listening restrictions, and lower audio quality. This creates a friction point, pushes users towards the premium subscription, which unlocks a superior listening experience. A couple takeaways: limit, but don't cripple. So Spotify's free tier offers enough value to attract users, but the limitations are strategically designed to create a desire for more and focus on the experience. The premium tier isn't just about removing ads. It's about unlocking a better, more immersive music experience. Case study number two, Dropbox. Dropbox's early growth was fueled by a brilliant referral program. They offered free storage space for both the referrer and the referee, creating a viral loop that rapidly expanded their user base. Once users experienced the convenience of cloud storage, many were willing to upgrade to a paid plan for more space or more advanced features. A couple key takeaways: incentivize sharing. Dropbox understood that the best advocates are happy customers. So by rewarding referrals, they turned their users into a powerful marketing force and plant the seed early. The free tier introduced users to the core value proposition of cloud storage, making the upgrade a natural next step. Case study number three, Slack. Slack revolutionized workplace communication with its freemium model. The free tier offered enough functionality for small teams to get started, while larger organizations quickly hit limitations on message history and integrations. This created a natural tipping point where upgrading to a paid plan became a necessity for continued collaboration. A couple key takeaways: solve a real problem. Slack addressed a pain point that many businesses didn't even realize they had. Their free tier made it easy to experience the benefits firsthand. And second, target decision makers. Slack's limitations primarily affected administrators and managers, the very people who had the authority to approve a paid subscription. A couple cautionary tales: not every freemium story is a success. I told you this at the beginning. Some companies struggle to find the right balance between free and paid. That could lead to an unsustainable business model or frustrated users. Remember, don't give away too much. Your free tier should be enticing, but it shouldn't cannibalize your paid offerings. Don't be afraid afraid to experiment. So test different pricing tiers, features, and upsell strategies to find what works best for your audience and focus on value, not just features. So your paid tiers should offer a compelling value proposition that goes beyond simply unlocking more features. Now, we've covered the framework, we've analyzed some real world examples. Now, I just want to give you some psychology of persuasion, which is very useful for crafting the freemium tier or really any offer that your users simply can't refuse. So keep these ideas in mind when you're crafting your freemium offer, but you can also keep these ideas in mind when you're just crafting an offer that you are maybe selling directly to a customer. And each one of these ideas could be its own podcast, but I'll just touch on them briefly because they're useful to think through and remember. Let's talk about scarcity. So remember those limited edition sneakers you had or the flash sale that made you impulse buy the new gadget? That is a power of scarcity in action. When something is perceived as rare or limited, our brains go into overdrive, fearing that we might miss out. This FOMO, fear of missing out, drives us to act quickly and decisively. How to use it? Limited time offers. Create urgency with deadlines or countdown timers. You can do exclusive access, so you can offer special perks or content to a select group, and you can do limited inventory. So highlight the limited availability of your product or service, or the limited availability of your free product or service. Second, power of social proof. Humans are social creatures. We are heavily influenced by what others think and do. We're more likely to buy a product with thousands of five-star reviews than one with no reviews at all. So how do we leverage this? Testimonials and reviews. If you're using a freemium product, definitely collect reviews and showcase that positive feedback back from your customers. Case studies, share stories about how your product or service has helped others achieve their goals. And lastly, use influencers. Use people that are authoritative. Partner with influential thought leaders, subject matter expert figures in your industry to promote your brand. Reciprocity, another strong persuasion technique. When someone does something nice for us, we feel an innate urge to return the favor. This is the principle of reciprocity. It's a powerful tool for persuasion. How to apply it? Free trials. Offer a no obligation taste of your premium product. You can do that even if you have a freemium product. Valuable content. You want to share insightful blog posts, webinars, ebooks. This ties into the value ladder I was speaking about before. And also personalized recommendations. You can empower yourself if you're a startup entrepreneur or your customer service team to go the extra mile to help your customers. And lastly, the framing effect. The way you present an offer can dramatically impact how people perceive it. For example, highlighting the benefits of your product rather than its features can make it more appealing. So how do you frame your offers? Always focus on outcomes. So explain how your product or service will help customers achieve their goals or solve their problems. Use positive language. So emphasize the positive aspects of your offer and create a sense of urgency. Use phrases like limited time or act now to encourage action. So understanding these psychological principles, of course, can be applied to any offer, but it can help you craft an offer and a freemium offer that can resonate with your target audience on a deep emotional level. Remember, persuasion is not about manipulation. It's about understanding your customers' needs and desires and then presenting your product or service in a way that aligns with those needs and desires. So now you have a little bit of context for the art of persuasion you can apply to your freemium offer. Now you know whether or not you should even bother with a freemium offer if it fits your kind of business. And you also understand the freemium flywheel and the five-step process. So as you go, and I'm assuming you will try to incorporate freemium into your business. If you don't, that's fine. But if you do, after hearing all of this, I want you to put together a checklist so you can at least see if you're doing it properly. Your checklist should include the following questions. Have you created an irresistible lead magnet that solves a specific pain point for your target audience? Is your onboarding experience seamless, personalized, and designed to nurture a deeper relationship with your brand? Does your value ladder offer a clear path to increasingly more valuable experiences and tiers? Are you strategically introducing users to your paid offerings as they climb your value ladder? Are you cultivating raving fans by delivering exceptional customer service, creating community, and rewarding loyalty? And are you leveraging the psychology of persuasion to craft irresistible offers? If you answered yes to all these questions, congratulations. You are on your way to building a freemium flywheel that generates a steady stream of qualified leads, loyal customers, and raving fans. Keep iterating, keep testing, keep optimizing. And remember, the most successful entrepreneurs are always learning and always growing. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Huh. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.